This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders. And let me say something here first about the firefighters. We have a massive wildfire. It's burnt 40,000 acres north and east of Phoenix, Arizona. The Woodbury Fire, they're calling it, in the Superstition Mountains. There's about 750 firefighters fighting that blaze that's only 15% contained. And right now they're doing a monumental job trying to keep it away from the populated areas. But say a little prayer and think about it. These firefighters, this is a different animal when you're fighting a wildfire, forest fire, because it has all that natural vegetation. And it's extremely dry out there, so please be careful. And to all my brother firefighters, please be safe with what you're doing. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, border patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And without further ado, 7 past the hour, here's Ms. Rosemary, prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, good morning, Captain. Whoa, what an evening here. Okay, we're going to do something a lot different. And I'm first of all about the fires. The Captain did mention that to me before the, and you're already in my prayers, that's for sure. All of you, and I tell you, there's nothing like the fires. I don't like it. In fact,
they create their own weather system, and you never know where they're going.
That's right. In fact, I'm not going to get into it. But
we've
anyway,
lost so many firefighters because of this. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, you're already in my prayers, and you will be as I hang up. Just know that. And on Saturdays when I do all my prayers, but we need to do it now. We can get the fire put out. So let's put some protection over the firefighters and all the people, the area, that God will somehow make something happen for that. Now, I have to go different route in the entire next week. The Captain told me before the show, and it was going to be a blessing anyway tonight. Most of you know this is blessing time. Well, we're going to be blessing. I may be blessing every single night until the end of the month. Yeah, because which doesn't bother me. It's just that I'm haphazard tonight because it threw me off. So, congratulations to the Captain that let me know before the show. He's going to be the announcer for the Wounded Warrior.
One of them, right.
Till the end of June, I believe.
That's right.
If he'll correct me, because I just got this. That is something I can't even tell you. I would be so proud I just told him. I just wept. I mean, I think it's so wonderful. And if any of you are listening in and you're a Wounded Warrior, there was a time when I had a prayer line. Prayer lines. Always, even when I was working regular job, whatever. And I will tell you that you were the hardest to work for because of not the hardest, but for me to weep because you're our heroes in what you've been through. So anyway, what I'm going to do is this, because this is all new stuff come up here. Usually I like to give some messages, uplifting messages. They're important. And by the way, the 4th of July, just wait. I got them piled. I got them piled. I mean, I've got my flags. You know, you guys know me. I'm ready. But because of all this, what I'm going to do is this, and I'll work with the Captain on it. We'll do showers of blessings every night, which means don't worry, those of you that are loyal to the, you know, you're going to be, you may be mentioned more than twice. So, because I can't even make lists right now. So what I'm going to do is just do them probably throughout all of this. And then if there's a real message that God is trying to, he nudges me, you know, you got to give this message out tonight, I will. But we're going to stick to the blessings. That's extra prayer for me, because you got to know I just don't yell that out. They take special prayer. but I've got myself in a position now health-wise where I think I can handle all that, so don't worry. I knew it was going to be a busy time for me. I didn't know this, but also because of the Wounded Warrior Games and the captain being so involved in it, and some names, and I know some will listen in, and by the way, you will be blessed, because, and the captain will tell them what it's all about when I do that. I mean, I don't just yell your name out. I really pray that God will help you, will bless you, and we so thank you all. You're our heroes for sure. So I don't know how I'm going to do this. I had to switch gears real quick, but and also want to say something about, because we're going to do this again tomorrow night and into all of next week. So I would say don't miss a show, because your name may be announced two or three times, but even so, even as I'm speaking, it's very important for me to say that not only the fires in Arizona, but all of the things going on in the Wounded Warriors, you've already been prayed for. If I have prayer nights, this will be kind of rough on me next week, I pre-pray them, so you need to know that. But I have to get everything in order, because I didn't know all this was going to happen. So just stay with me, hang in there, and I'll probably get to put some new names on.
By the way, there's also something going on. I just got some news here from Wisconsin. Two off-duty police officers have been killed in the last 24 hours.
That's another problem.
Off-duty officers.
Yeah, it's getting awful. You know, we live in a world, people.
One was an armed robbery. The other guy was run down.
Yeah, it's...
Police
officers. You know, I worked for law enforcement for a while, but it was years ago. I never heard of this kind of stuff. I mean, it's
no respect.
We live in, that's right. We're living in, times of troubled times. And I will, but I want to say this because I'm not going to get, oh, by the way, anybody born, June 21st, which will be when I'm on again, you are born under, happy birthday, for 4 weeks. You were born under the sign of the United States of America. You're a Cancer. You should be the patriotic ones, without a doubt, carrying flags around and all. So I always try to do this each month as it changes over. So anyway, I want to announce this. I'll be announcing names tomorrow night, calling them out, blessing you, and I'll be doing it all, every night I'm on. That's what we're going to deal with, unless something fits in where I have to give a particular message, but that would be unusual. So you can expect to be not only double prayed for, but your names may be on here. So expect it, y'all. And I know there'll be new names. And God bless you all as you hear me. I've already pre-prayed. So God bless you all, and we're going to be doing that for at least the next week and tomorrow. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless America.
All righty, Miss Rosalie, your prayer intercessor. Thank her very much. Boy, it's going to be a busy night. All of a sudden, it got busy. News coming in here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back with more. Your calls, too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, who are a father and son that own a company called Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is up in Seattle, Washington, and the dad, Pete, happened to hear my radio show on one of their trips traveling across the country, coming back into Seattle. And one thing led to another, called me up and said, I'd like to put you on as an endorser, and I like your show, I like what you're doing, and we'd like to get behind you. So here's what they've done. Now, as most of you know, I've had my problems with injuries over the years, all in the line of duty. I've been shot, I've been stabbed, and I'm laughing about this, I've been blown up, I've been burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones, including my back twice, and that's no fun. Last time around, they had to fuse my spine to solve that problem. And my biggest enemy right now, because of the broken bones, is arthritis. I went from bursitis to arthritis, and that's no fun. And you have a lot of pain, and you live with the pain. Okay, it's just a question of how bad it's going to be. But I found a way after having to take Mobic and Flexerol for a number of years, and I finally said, no, I'm over it. I don't want it. I just don't want to take drugs. So I got rid of it. I started taking Aleve. I did that three times a day, two in the morning, two in the middle of the day, two at night. Always did it with food, so it kind of cut some of the edge, if you will. But that wasn't a great thing to do either. Six Aleve a day to relieve pain is not a great idea in the long run. So then I found out 3 years ago, roughly, about Relief Factor when I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talking about it. So now they've set me up as an endorser with them for Relief Factor. And you can find out about the product and find out about the 1995 starter pack, which all you got to do is try that for about 1 month. $19.95 is all it costs. If it works for you, fine. Then you get on the regular program and you get a pack every month and away you go. But See what it does for you. Give it a shot. Pardon the pun. Give it a shot. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on the Relief Factor logo there or go directly to the website they've given me, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. And if you got chronic pain like I did, I'm telling you, it got rid of mine. Hopefully, it will get rid of yours too. All right, the phone number, 877-969-8600, if you want to opine. Now, we've got some big news. There's been a couple of different breaking news stories that just came sailing in here. One of them is Iran has shot down a United States Navy drone flying patrol duty with a surface-to-air missile over the Straits of Hormuz. Now, you want to think about what might have been going on in the Straits of Hormuz that would cause Iran to shoot down a drone. How about those mines? How about the Lipit mines? How about they're trying to stick them on the ships again? Or maybe they're actually going to mine the Straits of Hormuz, which they did once before, years ago, Ronald Reagan, the tanker wars, and actually successfully sank a tanker. Now, this is the wrong thing if they're trying to do this. Iran is just probing to see what kind of reaction the United States is going to give. Now, Tucker Carlson's all concerned, we're going to go to war with Iran. No, we're not. But we are going to make a preemptive strike against Iran at a time of our place and choosing. Iran's not going to know what's going to hit them. And in the words of Lizzie Graham, Iran has two oil refineries right now. They might soon only have one. Hit them where it hurts. Hit them where it hurts. They want to play games with us? Guess what? Turnaround is fair play. Take out one of the oil refineries. Take out the Iranian Revolutionary Guard boat base like you did back when Reagan was president. Eliminate these little scourges that are out there in the waterways that you can't see. They come up to you at night with no lights. And they stick the mines on board the ships, and then they back off to watch and see when they explode. But anyway, and by the way, hello to Catwoman and Road Dog, just leaving Laredo and headed up to Lafayette, Indiana. Hopefully no rain tonight. Well, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but you're going to have some unsettled weather going up north to San Antonio and certainly up in Dallas and going towards Arkansas. There's a whole bunch of things going on there, skipping and starting severe thunderstorms, and there is rain. There's some flood watches and warnings, too, so you guys just be careful out there in the roadway. You'll see the thunder and lightning long before you get to them, so you'll know what to do. Now, going back to the situation at hand, we also have a very bad fire, a wildfire, a forest fire in Arizona, and I want to thank my buddy Debbie for telling me about that. And I always think about the firefighters. It's one of the worst kind of fires to fight is a wildfire or a forest fire. They create their own weather. They change the wind direction at no notice, a moment's notice. And then all of a sudden you're being overrun by flames, and if you're not able to dig yourself in and throw your fire retardant gear over the top of you so the flames burn over the top of you, then guess what? You get burned alive, and that's not fun. That's not any fun. So hopefully in the Superstition Mountains they'll be able to get that thing under control. It's 15% control right now. In the Superstition Mountains, it's called the Woodbury Fire, which is north and east of Phoenix, and they're trying their best to keep it out of populated areas. And I know they'll do the best job they possibly can. And then also, George sent me this from Minneapolis, from Burnsville, Minnesota. He said two off-duty police officers in the last 24 hours have been killed in Wisconsin. I checked on it. One was run down by a car. The other was shot during an armed robbery at a tavern. Shot and killed, and what a shame. people don't understand sometimes that these guys, that the bad guys, they're willing to do whatever it takes to get away and go do their crime for another day. They don't care. They got no regards for anything, any life or this, that, and the other. And if you take the life of a police officer or a fireman, guess what? You're going to jail. But you're also going to jail, and you very well might wind up in a gas chamber or an electric chair. Remember that. People didn't realize, and this is one reason why I'm a pretty good-sized guy, and when I was in the fire department, I used to carry my Halligan bar with me when we'd go in for domestic disputes to work on a victim that had been beaten to where we had to treat them. And sometimes the partner, whoever it was, the wife, the husband, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the other half, whatever the half they were, would say, no, you aren't going to do this. You aren't going to touch him. You aren't going to do this with the other person begging and pleading for help. Well, on more than one occasion, that Halligan bar got used to back somebody right up along the back and knock them flat on the floor to where we held them at bay until the officers showed up, because we were usually on the scene before the deputies or the police officers were, or even the state troopers in our case. You don't want to mess with the firefighters when they come in to try to help somebody that's been beaten unmercifully, that's begging for help and crying and just pleading for me, please help me, when the other person's going, no, you ought to touch them, there's nothing wrong with them. Nope, wrong person to do it to, a firefighter. And is it going to happen? Because that's the one thing that we take our job very seriously about is rescue. But anyway, is what it is. Now, our first military and veterans news segment's coming up here in about 3-4 minutes. And I can tell you that I will be talking more as I find out more about the drone attack. Over the Straits of Hormuz, I would have to say that they were observing something when they were taken out of the sky. What the something is, hard to say. And they have equipped these fast boats that they've got, these Iranian fast boats, with surface-to-air missiles. They also have them, of course, on the ground. So it's not uncommon to think that they might be able to take one of our drones down. Now, this probably, I'm going to guess, was one of our larger ones. I'm going to guess maybe it was the M8 or the M9 Reaper. I do see a picture of a drone, but I'm not sure that that's the same one. I'll have to find out again, as I say. But things are just changing around. News is something that doesn't go away. And, of course, the Navy yesterday identified the mine in the tanker attacks that was used, the one mine that they could identify, that had Iranian markings on it and Iranian identifications, which is why they were trying to take the mine off the vessel to begin with. All righty, I'll be right back with more, and don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News.
EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler has signed an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding on whether to require plans to make limited efficiency upgrades. The state of New York says it will sue. Hope Hicks has ended her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump's former communications director testified for 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu said Hicks didn't answer any questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It is ridiculous. There's no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge her immunity claim. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And our first military and veterans news segment brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. guys and gals, some of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion. Maybe some of you are coming out of the military. You're not sure what it is you want to do. You've got skills. You've got certainly an idea of what you might want to do or might not want to do. But I want to give you an idea that's going to make you $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat. Now, this is an idea that a lot of people have taken benefit of, and they're making some really strong money, even more than that, right now, once they have become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. The other one, here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard of Tampa Bay in Florida. In 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And you heard me right, unlimited earning potential. Because it's not uncommon to make $70,000 or $80,000 or $90,000 a year or more if you wind up going overseas working for either a government contractor, or maybe you're going to work for a airline company overseas, or maybe you're going to work for a government overseas. Guess what? You're going to get paid some really big bucks. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. The tour. You want to see what their facility is all about and hear what they have to say. Now, if you're a post-9/11 veteran, more than likely your education and all of that will be paid for by your GI Bill. That's number one. Number two, if you're pre-9/11, and you've got benefits left, National Aviation Academy will tell you how much benefits you've got and how much will be paid. And by the way, they also have the ability to be able to get you a student loan. Civilians, same thing applies. They'll get you a student loan. If you're interested and you qualify, because they are going to vet you, you're not just going to wind up getting a job as an aviation maintenance tech working in an airport. They are definitely going to do a background check, so keep that in mind. They will vet you. You get your student loan, and away you go. Now, let's get started here. I've got information on the drone. A U.S. high-altitude drone was shot down early this morning by an Iranian surface-to-air missile over the Straits of Hormuz, 17 miles out off the coast of Iran in international waters. Now, everything has been skyrocketing since the attack last week on two oil tankers with Olympic mines. The drone was a full-size drone. I kind of figured that. Now, it was a U.S. Navy MQ-4C drone, which is a big aircraft. It has the same wingspan as a Boeing 737. You ever seen a Southwest Airlines jet? Same wingspan. And it was over international airspace at the time it was shot down, 17 miles away from Iran. Now, a U.S. Central Command spokesman, who's declined to comment on the reported attack, said that no drone was flying over Iranian air territory. And that's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. Now, of course, the state-run agency in Iran is saying that it entered their airspace in southern Iran's Hormuzgan province, and that's when they shot it down, that it came into their airspace. Well, the Navy's saying no, and I will take the word of the Navy any day of the week over the word of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It's that simple. Okay. The acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is out. We've heard about that. We heard some possibilities and rumors that there might be somebody else moving into the mix. It could be the Assistant Department of Defense Director, but that's not going to happen. It was mentioned because he is an Army Ranger, Ryan McCarthy, who was the Acting Secretary of the Army once before, and now, it looks like we're going to get Mark Esper, who's the Army Secretary.
Secretary of the Army right now, Mark Esper, who will take over as acting Pentagon chief, which means a dramatically altered power landscape in the U.S. military with Army leaders in charge of the Joint Chiefs and the Defense Department. Now, Undersecretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy, who's the Army Ranger, will probably become the next Secretary of the Army. And that will be a good thing. That will be a good thing. You've got military men moving into positions where the military men need to be. Now, also, don't expect the U.S. to secure the Arabian Gulf shipping alone. We're going to have help. We'll have our allies there from more or less the United Kingdom. We may see France. The United Arab Emirates has offered to step in. Might see Saudi Arabia with some of their vessels. Germany has finally come along and said, yes, it appears that Iran did do whatever. Maybe Germany will get involved in escorting some ships, because it's going to be so important right now that they escort the tankers through the Straits of Hormuz and out of the oil ports where they load up with the oil through the Straits of through the Gulf of Oman into the Straits of Hormuz. And I think you're going to see all of that going on. Similar to what happened in the late 1980s when the U.S. did the same thing, launched a major tanker escort mission, and our presence was everywhere in the Persian Gulf, the Gulf of Oman, and the Straits of Hormuz. Now, the president is planning on having U.S. military planes, including one of the jetliners used as Air Force One, fly in formation over the Washington Mall as part of the 4th of July celebration next month. That's going to be something to see as they all fly together. Can't wait for that one. And, of course, every 4th of July, the great television spectacular that they have of the celebration of the birth of America. By the way, Vice President Mike Pence said that a U.S. Navy hospital ship has set sail to relieve pressure on the strain of increasing numbers of displaced Venezuelans that are sick or ill or injured or dying. And Japan also, their Coast Guard said Tuesday, patrol boats have been pushing back hundreds of North Korean boats trying to poach in fishing grounds rich with squid off Japan's northern coast, and they constantly are scurrying them out of the waters, if you will. Also, the Islamic State's West Africa province released a short video of fighters from Mali and Burkina Faso renewing their pledge of loyalty to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of ISIS. Now, this is significant because that bunch has not gone anywhere, and we are increasing our presence, if you will, in the country of Africa. And also, the U.S. has allowed Iraq to import natural gas and electricity from Iran without risking sanctions for another 4 months. Iraqi officials, as Baghdad braces for protests over power cuts during the scorching summer months, that was something that was going on, but it will be allowed for Iraq to purchase their power and get the power that they need from Iran to keep things going so they can run their air conditioners and watch television and all that. All right. I'll be right back with more. Our Nick Strucker's Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you want to opine. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck rolled down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough, two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back, it's a fact, he's working class.
All right.
righty, that's Leland Martin, a little abbreviated version of the song Working Class, going out there to all those Crete Carrier and ICCC drivers and Hunt Transportation and the Schaefer driving, Schaefer drivers out there too, Schaefer Trucking. Now, we've got severe weather and heavy rain shifting into the east. It's going into the northeast. You've got flash flood warnings and watches right now all the way over into Philadelphia and into New Jersey and up towards Allentown and Wilkes-Barre and over across southern part of New York State right now, so be careful. But that's not the big problem. The big problem right now is a strong and organized storm system which is progressing from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys to the east. Now, you can expect severe weather with strong, damaging straight-line winds across the mid-Atlantic and southeast, while the excessive rain risk moves from the Ohio Valley into the northeast, also with heat building up in parts of Texas and a cold storm system carving into the northern Rocky Mountains for possibly higher elevation snow. You heard me right. Just in time for the 4th of July, right? But there's definitely another storm system coming in off from the California, the Pacific Ocean coast and southern Oregon, all the way down to just about San Francisco. That will move ashore. You have a frost warning tonight in the middle part of Oregon. You have a freeze warning tonight in the western part of Montana and central northern part of Idaho. You also have unsettled weather conditions for what will be around Boise, Idaho, I-84, that area, I-15 as well, going up through Idaho, Nevada, the eastern two-thirds of the state, out east of Reno and down south all the way to Las Vegas, especially in the higher elevations, unsettled weather conditions. California, the same thing, San Bernardino Mountains, and out across the desert, unsettled weather conditions, not sure what's going to happen there. Now, in Arizona, we have a situation going on with a fire. And this is a 40,000-acre forest fire, wildfire that is still burning, only 15% contained. It's called the Woodbury Fire in the Superstition Mountains area east of Phoenix. And the firefighters, about 750 of them, are trying to get a handle on that as soon as they can. It's not going to be an easy thing to do. Wish them well and say a prayer for them. That's tough stuff trying to put out mountain fires and wildfires out there in that area. Now, also going up into Utah, you'll have high winds, unsettled weather conditions for the mountains there. You've got a fire watch for East Utah, I-70 through Richfield, Utah, over to Colorado, Grand Junction, the western mountains of Colorado tonight. You've got fire watches there. You've also got some flooding and rain possible in the higher elevations right across the New Mexico line, where you've got, again, unsettled weather conditions in New Mexico. And then the storms tonight, the severe thunderstorms and possible tornado watches, I-20 across San Antonio, I-10 San Antonio east to just about Houston, I-20 east coming out of Austin and Dallas, the Dallas area, I-20 over into Louisiana and into Mississippi and in Alabama, I-20 to Birmingham north all the way to Tennessee, central Tennessee. You've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings all through there. Catwoman and Road Dog, you're going to see some of this, but you'll be out of it. Right now, Arkansas seems to be dry, so you should be fine once you get to the Arkansas line. And then you've got heavy rain tonight with flash flood watches and warnings in Illinois, eastern Illinois, along I-80, into most of Indiana, most of Ohio, and the western part, Pittsburgh south, down into West Virginia, down into the western part in the mountains of Virginia, and then the eastern part of Kentucky, too. So there you go. And then we've got flash flood warnings now in the eastern part of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, over into Jersey, the western part of Jersey right now. So be careful there. And that's what we get with the weather right now for your Truckers Highway and Viber report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Truck on in there right now. You need a cup of coffee? Go in there, grab a cup of coffee, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right. We're going to get right to the telephone lines at NeeSimonFoundersCo.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on in the Straits of Hormuz? I got the report earlier, a full-size drone. This is one of the, it's an airplane-sized drone. Got a wingspan of a 737. Let's see here. The MQ-4C drone shot down 17 miles out in the Straits of Hormuz.
Shot down by a surface-to-air missile by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Who said it was in their territory and it wasn't?
Yeah, correct. And it doesn't need to be in their territory in order to do what it's supposed to do. Now, this particular drone is an improvement over the Global Hawk. It, you know, directly transmits data to several locations within the Navy. It's kind of interesting because it can identify other aircraft. It can triangulate. It's got quite the range for surveillance. So because of its features and abilities, it didn't need to be in Iranian airspace.
Right.
Now, this one's going to be kind of interesting to see what the United States is going to do.
I know.
Yeah, this one's going to be very interesting. So the question then becomes, what's the authorization now, and what are the planned responses? Well, I'm guessing we're not going to have to use the AUMF.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that the standing AUMF and the second one, the annex one that has previously been used, will apply here because we are not going to full-blown military hostilities on this one. I believe that we will likely respond to a specific target.
Yep, it'll be a measured response. Yep.
Military does likely have that standing authorization from the president, meaning that the president can authorize what they call 60 days with a 30-day withdrawal, which really kind of means 90 days, but he has to notify Congress within 48 hours.
Right.
Now, Obama used this one quite a few times, I think, on the matter of the Gaddafi deal.
Okay.
Now, there's an awful lot of discussion within Congress that they want a briefing and possibly an AUMF. Well, I agree with that there should be one, but I don't believe we're going to go to full-blown hostilities.
No, we're not.
The other thing is you couldn't get an AUMF out of Congress right now with a drone. I mean, it just, nobody in Congress, especially on the House side, would authorize an AUMF.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. We're going to talk a little bit more on the other side of the break and the top of the hour news about this drone being shot down. This was a full-size drone, one of our newly advanced full-size aircraft flying in international airspace. Also, the big fire, the Woodbury fire out there, got more information on it in Arizona. You're not hearing a lot about it. It's a serious situation out there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.